And whenever we sing, let us say tenderly, Our Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon our souls.
Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
All the heavenly multitudes declare your blessedness, for you are the second heaven upon the earth.
The door to the east is the Virgin Mary, the honored bridal chamber for the pure bridegroom.
From heaven and found no one like you, he sent his only begotten, who came and took flesh from you.
They spoke of you with honor, O city of God, for you are the dwelling place of all the joyful.
All the kings of the earth walk in your light, and the nations in your brightness, O Mary, the Mother of God.
Every generation blesses you, and we also worship him to whom you gave birth, and we exalt him.
The Father looked from heaven and found no one like you. He sent his only begotten, who came and took flesh from you.
You are the light cloud that has led us to the reign of the coming of the only begotten God.
The Father fashioned you, and the Holy Spirit came upon you, and the power of the highest overshadowed you, O Mary.
For you have given birth to the true Word, the Son of the ever-existing Father. He came and redeemed us from our sins.
The Father looked from heaven and found no one like you. He sent his only begotten, who came and took flesh from you.
Great is the honor which you're worthy of, O Gabriel, the announcing angel. Your face shines with joy.
You announce to us the birth of God, who came to us, and you preach to Mary, the undefiled virgin.
Sing hail to you, O full of grace, the Lord is with you. You have found favor, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you.
For the power of the highest will overshadow you, O Mary. You shall give birth to the Holy One, the Savior of the whole world.
The Father looked from heaven and found no one like you. He sent his only begotten, who came and took flesh from you.
A feast of the Virgin today inspires our tongues to speak in praise of Mary the Theotokos.
The account of him was born for us in the city of David, our Savior Jesus Christ the Lord.
Come, all you nations, so that we may bless her, for she has become both the mother and also the virgin.
Hail to you, O Virgin, the pure and incorrupt one, from whom the word of the Father came and took flesh.
Hail to the chosen vessel without blemish and chosen, that is of your true and perfect virginity.
Hail to the rational paradise of Christ, who became the second Adam for the sake of Adam, the first man.
Hail to the workshop of the unparted union of natures that came together in one place without mingling.
Hail to the bridal chamber adorned in every way for the true bridegroom, who united with humanity.
Hail to the spiritual bush of the nature, the fire of whose divinity did not burn any of it.
Hail to the handmaiden and mother, the virgin and heaven, who carried in the flesh he who sits upon the cherubim.
For this we rejoice and sing with the holy angels, and we joyfully proclaim, glory to God in the highest.
And on earth peace, goodwill toward man, for he was pleased with you, to whom is the glory forever.
The Father looked from heaven and found no one like you. He sent his only begotten, who came and took flesh from you.
Great is the honor of Mary above all the saints, for she was found worthy to receive God the Word.
The one before whom the angels tremble, Mary the Virgin, has carried in her womb.
Exalted above the cherubim, more honorable than the seraphim, for she became a temple for the one of the Trinity.
She is Jerusalem, the city of our God, the joy of all saints abides in her.
The Father looked from heaven and found no one like you. He sent his only begotten, who came and took flesh from you.
The Galilee of the nations, who sits in darkness and in the shadow of death, a great light shone upon them.
God, who rests in his saints, took flesh of the Virgin to pour out salvation.
Come, behold, and be amazed, joyfully sing on account of this mystery, which was revealed unto us.
For the incorporeal took flesh, and the Word took body. The one with no beginning began, and the timeless came under time.
The comprehensible has been touched, and the unseen has been seen, and the Son of the living God truly became the Son of Man.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. In one hypostasis we worship and glorify him.
The Father looked from heaven and found no one like you. He sent his only begotten, who came and took flesh.